and Daf Zayin and Medalev, 3 lines from when the lines start getting white. Tana Rabbana. Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. If 2 people holding a shtarchoy, Malva Oimer Shalihu, Vinofa Mimeni Umetzosif. The Malva says, the shtar is mine. That means, when I lent you the money, I received the shtar. Then, Nofal Mimeni, then I lost the shtar. Umetzosif, and then I found it, Baruch Hashem. And why is the loiva holding on to the shtar? You chopped it away from me. The loiva omar, let us see perhaps the girsa on the side, shalochoyo, that's true, I borrowed money from you, uparativ loch, and I paid you up. So now it's a paid up shtar. So fakir, that's what, I have the shtar. And perhaps, speaking about that the loiva lost it, the loiva found it. So l'chayre, the shayla is, that's what Rashi says, shalochu uparatim loch v'chzar toli umimeni nofal. So we have here a very interesting case of Ashkoche Protis. Each one is tining that he lost the shtar and Baruch Hashem, he found it. That was the Ashkoche Protis. Then, Ledavoinai, the other one, saw it and, he chapped it. Shnaim adukim b'shtar. Yiskayim ashtar b'chaysamov, divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Yiskayim ashtar b'chaysamov, that you have to be mekayim the shtar. And the Gemara understood now, the Gemara is going to be chayzer, but the Gemara understood now that if you mekayim the shtar, then the malve is goive from the loive, the complete, the shavius of the shtar. Abshimon ben Gamliel oimar yachloiko. Abshimon Gamliel says, since it's shnayim adukim b'shtar, so it's yachloiko, so we'll divide the shavius of the chayv. Nafal liyadayim, that says further in the Baraisa, what happens, the Gemara understood now, that if a dayan found the shtar, we're talking about a shtar that was lost, and a dayan found the shtar, lo yaitziyu oilomis. So the dayan has to hold on to the shtar. He doesn't give it to the malva, to the loive. Rabbi Yossi oima hareyu becheskose. Rabbi Yossi says, I assume it's a good shtar, and you give it back to the malva. Give it back to the Malva. So we have here, Betzim and the Baraisa, 2 cases. One case that we had a shtar chayv that was lost and that was found by one of the Balei Dvorim, either the Malva or the Loivin. Each one they tied to the other one chapter. So we have here, Rebbe said, as long as you mekayim the shtar, so the Malva will be goyvev. Shem Gimliel says Yachloiku. And then we have, if the Dayan found it, so there we have the Tanakama says he holds it, he doesn't give it back to any of the 2 Balei Dvorim. Rabbi Yossi says he gave it back to the Malva. So the whole Baraisa needs a lot of clarification, and the Gemara is going to be Mavara the Baraisa. Oma amar, yiskayim ashtar b'chaysomov. Rebbe said that you mekayim the shtar. And the Gemara, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yachloiku. And Rebbe says, yiskayim ashtar b'chaysomov. V'govile malve kulei. And the malve will mum the whole shtar. V'leslei masnisin shnayim oichsim. Doesn't Rebbe hold the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim Betales that you say Yachloiku? Now, before we go further, I just like to mention a Ha'ore, which is a pertinent Ha'ore in the Sugya. The Gemara compares Shtayim Adukim Bishtar to Shnayim Oichsim Betalas. That's the Gemara says. Just like you say Yachleiku B'Shnayim Oichsim Betalas, you should say the same thing B'Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. Now, L'chayre, the Yisayda Shaila is who lost the Shtar. That's the Yisayda Shaila. The Malva says he lost the Shtar. And therefore, the Malva says if he lost the Shtar, I mean, therefore the Leiva is to pay him. He lost the Shtar, he found the Shtar. The Leiva says he lost the Shtar, he found the Shtar. So the Dian is who lost the Shtar, that's the Yisayda Shaila. The Gemara over here, it compares this to Shnayim Oichsim Betalas, which is L'chayra Shaila is who found the Talas. The chayre, the yisayda machleikis is who lost the shtar. So I'd like to just say a shtickle beer in the Gemara. The yisayda machleikis over here is that who lost the shtar. The Malva says he lost the shtar. Now, the Zarabeni Yeruchim, and perhaps with this we'll be able to understand the sugi a little better. The Zarabeni Yeruchim says, what is the din if we saw a shtar that was in the street, was lost, two Adim saw this, and then the Malva passes by, and the Malva picks up the shtar. And then the Malva goes and wants the money from the Leiva. And Adim saw this whole scenario. So, the Ben Yeruchim says the Malva can be gave from the Leiva. Even though the Leiva was, I paid you, I lost the shtar, garnished. And he brings the raya from our Gemara. So let us just understand this. We have a shayla who lost the shtar. And in this shayla, if the Malva finds the shtar, the Malva is a muzik in the shtar now. He's a muzik in the shtar. He says he lost it. He is an amonis. He's a muzik in the shtar. We saw it was lost. It's irrelevant. Now he's holding the shtar. He says it's his shtar. He lost it. The din would be that he'd be able to be goyve from the loyve. The whole shayla over here is a different shayla. The shayla is who found the shtar. The same thing if the loyve found the shtar. The Malva will say the whole scenario, I lost the shtar. The Leiva found the shtar. The Leiva is a muzik in the shtar. And Shuldik, I don't know you. Pay me, I paid you up. Whoever is a muzik in the shtar, if we wouldn't have this scenario of Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, he would have an amonis. Perhaps we can be medama this. There's a Tosfos in the beginning of Masechtas Baba Basra. Tosfos in the beginning of Sefer Baba Basra wants to say as follows. There was a wall that was built between two chatzeres, and we don't know who built it. Now the wall fell down, and the wall is in the rishus of one of the two shcheinim. And that shochan says, I built it. I built the wall. It's my wall. It's my stones. So Tosfos says, without other cheshbonos, he's neman. he's a muchzik in the stones. He says it's his stones, finish. He built it. Now, that would have fell into his property. Doesn't prove anything, but now he's a muchzik in the stones. He's coming with a taina. It's his stones. He will be nemen. He's a muchzik. So the same thing, if the malva is a muchzik in the shtar, and he tainas that he lost it, he's a muzik in the shtar and finished. And he has an amonis to be goyva with the shtar. Even though the leiva is telling us a whole scenario that he lost, that the leiva lost the shtar and the malva found it, it's irrelevant. The shaila over here is, who is taking the muzik? Because the malva tainas, the leiva grabbed it away from him. The leiva tainas that the malva grabbed it away from him. This is the case of Shnei Meichzik. That means, if we have a scenario that one found it, and he says the other grabbed it away, so we have to be done, in such a scenario, we have to be done on half of the article, and each one we say, Koma Shatachas Yadon Amarein Shaloi, he has an emonis that it's his, he found it. And if he found it, he has an emonis. But the Shailas, who found it? That is the comparison to Shnayim Oichzim Betalas. That means in Yesod, if I would know that the Malva found it, say he's Neman. He's Neman that it's a Shtar, and even though he doesn't have any proof that the Chayv was not paid up, he has the Shtar, he's a Muzik, so Memelit be Neman. The same thing, the Loiva. No, the Shaila is, who found it and who grabbed it away? And that, the Gemara compares to Shnayim Oichzim Betalas, that if I don't know who found it, so on half of the article, each one has a din muzik, and I say that, so on the shtar, it should be the din of Yachloiku, that we split up the chayv, half should be paid and half should not be paid. So that's why the Gemara asks Akasha, "Bless lay masnisin shnayim oichzim." Rabbi doesn't know the mission of shnayim oichzim. How could Rabbi say if he's kai mashtar bechoysmav that he can mun from the loive and we're oblivious to the achiz of the loive? The loive tainas that he found the shtar and the malva grabbed it away from him. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman. B'mekuyim divrei hakel yachleiku. Ashtar mekuyim, everyone, you're 100% right. This is similar to a case of Shnayim Oichzim Betalas. And therefore, each one says, ani mitzosiyo, so there should be a din yachleiku. And if it would be ashtar mekuyim, which is a good shtar, so yitake say yachleiku. Everyone agrees to say yachleiku. Ki pligi b'she'enei mekuyim. The machloikis, Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is speaking about a shtar that is not mekuyim. Rabbi sova moide b'shar shekosvoi tzorich lekaimoi. Rabbi holds that if a loive is moide, that it's not a mezuyev tike shtar, but at the same time he says he paid up the shtar, is tzorich lekaimai. The malva has to be mekayim the shtar. V'mekayim lei polik. And if you'll be mekayim, then you'll say yachleiku. V'loi mekayim lei loi polik. But if he's not mekayim, loi polik. Let's skip a line. We'll come back to the line in a minute. Let's go to the next line. V'rab Shimon Gamliel sova. Moide b'shtar shekosvoi ein tzorich lekaimoi, v'af agav d'loi mekayim lei yachleiku. Now, let us go a little into, we hear about our machleikes, Rebbe and Rab Shimon and Gamliel. That means like, let's not talk, we'll come back to the case of Argam Amor in a few minutes. But let us talk about a poshita case. A malve has a shtar, and the loive tells the malve, I paid up the chayv. I paid up the chayv. It's an emes shtar. It's not a mezuyiv tiki shtar. the chayv is paid up. I paid it up. Now, we have a kasha to the loive. If that is true, what you are saying, that you paid up the chayv, is what am I doing with the shtar? Shtolcha b'yodi, my boy. What am I doing with the shtar? The shtar b'yodi shel hamalve is proof that the chayv was not paid up. And the loive says, no, I paid up. And Zamachloikis, Rebbe, and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, if the loive is nemo. So, Poshet, we learn Pshat, the Machloikis is, do we believe the loive parati b'migo de mezuyim? The loive could have tainted mezuyim. If it's a shtar she'eini mekuyim, the loive could have tainted mezuyim. But listen, by taining parati, it's a very, not a good taina parati, because when he taines parati, the malva says, shtolche biyodi my boy, so what am I doing with the shtar? Parati is a batlonish taina, a very not good taina. If the loive would be a liar, he should have said mezuyev. He should have said some mezuyev to kishtar and finished. Why did he say parati? Mezuyev is a better taina than parati in nemonis. If he taines mezuyev, Bezno tell the malva to be mekayim the shtar. Why did he tie in a parati? So the loive tain is parati because I'm an emissar mensch. I'm telling you the truth. There was taka parati. If I be a liar, what taka tain is mezuyah. But I'm an emissar mensch. I tie in a parati. Even though it's a schwacher tain, I tie in a parati. So there's a svara to say, let's just say for 1 minute like this, that Rabbi holds, yun parati is nemon migo de mezuyah. Yes, amigo. That means the malve is a star, shtolche biyodi, my boy. The loive has a migo to prove that he paid up. I'm tining parati, and a proof that I'm telling the truth. Because if I'd be a liar, why did I tine a parati? I could have tined mezui. Parati is a tine migo the mezui. And mezui is a better tine, a more acceptable tine. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds parati migo the mezui is not nemo. Why isn't it nemo? So Tosfos in Ksubis says Asfore, even though the taina of mezuyev is a greater nemonis than the taina of parati, because the taina is mezuyev, Bezlin will believe him. The Malva is mekayim the shtar. Parati is a taina shtar chibiyad my boy. But mezuyev is a scary taina to taina. Why? Because what if they'll be mekayim the shtar? So then, it's neide bifnei am ve'ede, that he's a shakran. That means he said it's a mezuyev to kishtar. Two edim come and say that it's a emes kishtar. This person is an opgefrekte, he said a lie in Bezden. Parati, even though parati is not nemon, but parati is a more comfortable lie to say than mezuyev. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that parati is not nemo with amigo of mezuyah because he doesn't want to tie the mezuyah. Because it's difficult to tie the mezuyah. Rabbi holds, listen, if a person is a liar, now you say the best lie. You try for the best. You tie parati, they won't believe you. Mezuyah is an amonis. You tie the mezuyah. Later people see it's a lie. No. About kaponim, so push it, the machlokes. Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, do you say parati migo de mezuyif, or don't you say parati migo de mezuyif? That is l'chayre, the machlokes, Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara is saying as follows. We're speaking about shnayim adukim b'shtar, but it's a shtar she'enim mikuyim. So Rabbi holds that he's nemon parati migo de mezuyi. So therefore, Rabbi says yiskayim ashtar b'chaysomo. That means kozman you're not mekayim the shtar. The loive is nemon tataina parati b'migo de mezuyi. So memele. So without kiyum, the loive doesn't have to pay a penny. After kiyum, now we have shnayim adukim b'shtar. So you say yachloiku. That is what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, we don't say parati is nemon b'migo de mezuyif. It's not a good migo. So memele, so you don't, so, and when he says parati, he's saying that there was a choyif. mean by saying prati he's saying that there was a chayv, it's not a mezuyif to kishna. So memele, so he doesn't have a migu. So memele, so afilu without kiyum, we know that it's not a mezuyif to kishna because he says prati himself is saying it's a mekuyim to kishna. So al tainis parati, he won't be nemon. It's shnayim adukim b'shtar, so on half of the shtar he has an amonis, because shnayim adukim b'shtar. But you don't need kiyum, because he doesn't have a migu. According to Rebbe, he has a migu, so he only loses the migu after kiyum. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he does not have a migu. So by saying parati, he was mekayim the shtar already. So afilu without kiyum, you'll say yachloiku, and al kaponim, the malva can mon half of the shtar. This is poshet pshat in the Gemara. This is the machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi holds that parati is nemo migid the mezuyif. So without kiyum, there's nothing but to talk about. The loiv is nemon to taina parati, so even though the malva is holding the shtar, the loiv is nem taina parati. So therefore Rabbi said, yiskayim ha-shtar b'choismo. The minute it's yiskayim ha-shtar b'choismo, so now we have a shtar already. Now the loiv doesn't have a migu anymore, but now we have a din of shnayim adukim b'shtar. Then you'll say, yach loiko. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds the Leuven never is a migu of parati migu de mezuyif. It's not a good migu. So Memele, the minute he says parati, I know it's a good star. The minute I know it's a good star, so Memele, you don't need kiyum anymore. The Leuven was mekayim the star. So you say yachloika without kiyum. This is the Ivre in the Gemara. But I'd like to mention for 2 minutes, there's a Mordeke Ha'ore in the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi taines that this Gemara is different than all other Gemaras. That means, if we have a scenario, we have a Malve and a Loive. The Malve has the Shtar. Malve comes to the Loive, Shtolche B'yodi, my boy, he didn't pay up. The Loive says, I paid up. And I have a migo. If I'd have to say I paid up, I could have said mezuyif. Says nemon kozman the malva is not makayim parati migo the mezuyif. Fine, mezuyif is a better time. Zuk the beis alevi, but by shnayim adukim b'shtar. Let us think for 1 minute. What's going to happen if he's going to taine parati? He's taining parati. Fine, I paid up. So Kozman, you're not mekayim the shtar, I have a migo. You mekayim the shtar, I lost a migo. So there'll be a din chilke. Fine. That's when he tainis parati. When he tainis mezuyev, so he tainis, it's a falsha shtar. It's a falsha shtar. Now, the minute he tainis, it's a falsha shtar, what'll be now, and they were mekayim the shtar. They were mekayim the shtar. So it's an emes shtar. Now lechayre he can't taine parati. If you have tainted mezuyev, so mezuyev lechayre means this whole thing is a forged shtar. I never borrowed any money from you. Now if there'll be mekayim the shtar, you know a person's gonna pass him the tshnayim adukim b'shtar. So person will tell this loive rebbe, you said it's a false shtar. The whole thing is a fake. It's an emes shtar. That what you're holding the shtar is lemal lemeret. To believe you that you paid the chayiv, you yourself said it's a false shtar. There's a svara to say if a person says it's a false shtar, that means kol oimel lelevisikem oleid parati domi. If he says the shtar is a false shtar, so that means there never was a chayiv. The minute he says there never was a chayiv, so he's not nemet to taina parati anymore. He's not nemet to taine parati. So then he'll have to pay the whole chayv. We won't say yachloiko. Then we will not say yachloiko. L'chayre, the whole din of yachloiko is only when he taines parati. He Tainis Parati, I'm Tainik Parati, I'm holding the star, you're Tainik Leipo, so say Yach Leipo. The minute Hill Taine Mezuyev, so Mezuyev is saying this, the whole thing is a fake, there's no chay whatsoever. So Memele, when there'll be Mekayim the star, he'll have to pay the whole star. Azoi, the Beis Halevi brings this from Rab Chaim. So Memele here, he doesn't have a migu. There's a Meirdike Kasha here on Rebbe. You don't have a migu over here. The Taina of Parati will help that Afilu you'll be Mekayim it, I'll only have to pay half. If I Taina Mezuyev, I'll have to pay the whole thing. So it's not a good migu. This Kasha Rab Chaim asked. This is a Kasha that Rab Chaim asked on our Gemara. He asked that the whole logic, the whole lumdis of Rebbe is in the Stamazaya case. Amalve is a star. He's money from the Loive. So the Shaila is, the Loive says Parati. So Kozman, he says Parati is Kozman, you're Mekayim the star. You don't have to pay. You're Mekayim the star. You'll have to pay finished. That means, so there is a Svare. Why didn't you tie the Mezuyev? Mezuyev is a better taina than Parati. You taina Mezuyev will believe you. Taina Parati we don't believe you. So therefore his name is Parati Migo de Mezuyev. That's in all cases. But in this case, if he tainas Parati, he al kaponim after you mekayim the shtar, he won't have to pay half. If he tainas Mezuyev, he'll have to pay the whole thing. So lechayra, what is pshat and Rebbe? This is a Meiridike Kasha that Rab Chaim asked the Beis Halevi. Yes, and from this Gemara is very schwer. So the Beis Halevi said, therefore, our Gemara said another sentence which is not mentioned in Shas. All over Shas, Rabbi says, Meid B'Shtar Shekos V'Tzoch HaKayim and finished, he doesn't say more than that. Here there's another sentence in Shas, and let us see, this is the sentence that we skipped over. Let's go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Sava Maida Bishtar Shekos, yeah, keep ligi b'shayne mekuy. We're speaking about shayne mekuy. Rabbi Sava Maida Bishtar Shekos v'itzorich l'kaimai. V'mekayim lei polig. V'le mekayim lei polig. My time. What is the reason that it is like this? Chaspe ba'almo. The shtar is a chaspe ba'almo. Man kamash v'lei lahay shtore loive. Hakomar de peria. Here our Gemara says a whole new concept, which does not mean migo, and the Gemara is a whole new concept. The Gemara says as follows. There's a concept of a pesha osa, there's a concept of migo. Pesha osa means like this. Let's learn our Gemara Elech. Our Gemara is saying as follows. When the malva has a shtar, the shtar, the Gemara says, is worthless. The shtar is a chaspa balma. Without kiyim, it's nothing. No, the loiva says it's a good star. The loiva says it's a good star. But the loiva says it's not a good star because he says parati. There's a concept of pesha osa. Pesha osa means like this. You want to create a kiyum from the taina of the loiva because the loiva says parati. The loiva says it's not a good star. You're listening to the loiva. The loiva says it's a paid up star. So you cannot make a kiyum through the taina of the loive if the loive himself says it's a posel shtar, it's a paid up shtar. And the Gemara says, my time, the Gemara says over here a sentence, chaspe ba'almu, this shtar is a chaspe ba'almu. Man komash v'lei lahay shtore, who's making it for a shtar? Loive. The Loive is making it for a shtar. Hakama de peria. But he's not making it for a shtar. He says it's a perua de kishtar. So here in our Gemara, The Gemara all of a sudden said a new explanation in Rebbe. Here the Gemara never explains the reason of Rebbe, and the Rishonim say, no, Rebbe holds it's amigo. Rebbe holds it's amigo. He's Nemot, the Taina Parati. Migo, he could have said Mezuyah. That's what the Rishonim say all over. Our Gemara says a new explanation in Rebbe. You know why you can't mon with the shtar? Because the shtar is a chaspe, and who's making the shtar for a shtar? The loive. And the loive says it's not a good shtar. So you don't have kiyum. Not altsmigu. That means the shtar without the loive is apostle shtar, and with the loive it's apostle shtar. That is what our Gemara is saying. That's why our Gemara needed an extra line. And let us just go one step further and we'll understand why our Gemara could say this and why all other Gemaras you don't say it. There's a big shaila, this din of mezuyev. Do you taine mezuyev? What if the loiva doesn't taine mezuyev? Well, Bezdin Taina Mezuyev. Or is it only a Taina that if the Loiva Taina is Mezuyev, we say, well, listen, the Loiva says it's Mezuyev, the Malva has to be Mekayim. For example, let's talk about a case, the Loiva is not around, the Loiva is out of town, the Malva comes and he wants to be Goiva from the Karkois of the Loiva, the Loiva is not around. He has a Shtar. Will Bezdin Taina Mezuyev or won't Bezdin Taina Mezuyev? So there's a big machlokes ha-poiskim. Other poiskim else. Bezdin Shetaina Mezuyev. If the loiva is here, the loiva says, it's Mezuyev, we have to listen to the loiva, and we'll force the malva to be Mekayim Dishtar. If the loiva is not here, so we should Taina Mezuyev. Mechadei said, we should Taina Mezuyev. There's such a svara, we will not Taina Mezuyev. Somehow, if the loiva is here, he'll taina mezuyev. A shtar that was lost, here there's a svara to say, we zicha taina mezuyev. Because there's a reyesed in the feeling. That means, if a shtar is lost, that means that it's a fluky shtar. People don't lose shtaris. You can find quarters on the ground. It's very rare to find $100 bills on the ground. Because $100 bill, a person will make sure to put it in a pocket that doesn't have a hole. He'll be careful with it. If this would be a good shtar, how did it fall out? This is a shtar. How did it fall out of the pocket of the mouth? So that alone, that we have a shtar that was floating around, that was lost, that spells out, it's a fluky shtar. So therefore, here, Bezdin will taina mezuyev. I feel no one taina mezuyev. Listen, there's a fluky shtar. First you have to be mekayim the shtar. So the Beis Halevi says as follows, Amor dekezach. All over, not by a shtar that was lost, the loiva has to tie the mezuyev. The loiva has to tie the mezuyev. So, and it works out smigo. That means the loiva says, listen, I'm tying parati. If I'd be a liar, why should I tie the parati? I could have tied the mezuyev. That's amigo. Rebbe holds it's a good migo. Rav Shimon Gamli holds it's not a good migo. Fine. That's the machlekes kol atayre kula. In the case of our gemara, it is not a good migo. Because the loiva, it's not worthwhile for the loiva to taine mezuyev. Because if he taines mezuyev and there'll be mekayim, he'll have to pay the whole shtar. And if he says parati, he'll only have to pay half the shtar. It's not a good migo. Therefore, in our gemara, the gemara come up with a new concept. Since this shtar was a lost shtar, we taine mezuyev. That means it's a chaspe. Without kiyum, it's nothing. So the loiva could have tied in mezuyev. A lost shtar needs kiyum. Without kiyum, it's a chaspe. So memele, there's no kiyum on the shtar. So you want to make a kiyum through the loiva. The loiva is not mekayim the shtar. Shuldik. The loiva says, manka mekayim le shtar a loiva. The loiva says it's a parua the kishtar. Here the Gemara ever say that Rebbe held, here it's a pesha osa. Yitzah Pesha Osa, that means you need Kiyum. It's not Amigu. It's better than Amigu. An Amigu God wouldn't help. It's a Pesha Osa. The Shtar is a Chaspe. Who's making the Shtar for a Shtar? The Loive. The Loive says it's a Apostle Shtar. He says it's a Peruadik Shtar. Let us look in the Loshen HaGemara. Rebbe Yisov HaMoide B'Shtar Shekosvay Tzorech L'Kaimvay. You need Kiyum. B'Mekayim Lay Polik. B'Lay Mekayim Lay Lay Polik. My time, what is the reason? Chaspe ba'almuhu, this shtar, a lost shtar, without kiyum, is a chaspe, it's nothing. It has no value at all in Bezdin. Man komash v'lei lahay shtore, who's making it for a shtar? You need kiyum, without kiyum you don't have anything. Man komash v'lei lahay shtore, loive. The Leiva says it's a good star. How come at the period? But the Leiva says it's not a good star. So without the Leiva, you have nothing. With the Leiva, you also have nothing. So Mamela, so Rabbi said, so Kol Zman, you're not Mekayim the star. There's nothing but to talk about. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sova, Moide B'Shtar Shekosvei, Ein Tzorich L'Kayimah. That means that I don't clear Bechlar that it's Mezuyev. So Memele, so he doesn't have a migu, and I don't clarify it's mezuyah. This is pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, shnei madukim b'shtar amal v'valoive. Shalachu uparativ loch. The loive says it's taki yoshta, and I paid you. Verzartoli, he returned it to me. Umimeni nofal. Rabbi said, Yiskai Mashtar Bechaisoma, because Al-Kedaitach, the Gemara understood, Dachikama. In Mashtar Kosher, if the Shtar is a Kosher, Shtar, Sheikhaimu Bechaisoma, Loimek Savideinu, Hareyu Bechaskosai. That means that, if it's a good, if you Makaim the Shtar, then Hulman the whole Chai. Perhaps I would like to say one word here on this Rashi. There's a Mirdike Rabbi Keveger in Gittin on the Beis Amud Aleph that says a word which perhaps that says in this Rashi. Rabbi Keveger says, in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down from Rav Shchira Goyim, there are two types of kiyum. There's one type of kiyum of dimyin chsimis. That means we don't we have Adam, Reuben, Ben Shimon, Levi, Ben Yaakov. We can't get a hold of them, the Reuben, Ben Shimon, Levi, Ben Yaakov. But Bezdin, we have people who recognize the Chsimis, or Bezdin has another star that Reuben, Ben Shimon, Chasmid, which was a Mekuyim, the Kishta. So we compare the Chsimis. That's a Kiyum of Dimyan Chsimis. So Rav Shrire Goyen says, this kiyum of dimyin chsimis helps only if you need kiyum midrabona. That means midrabona, minater, you don't need kiyum. Midrabona, you need kiyum, so and the rabona, the kiyum, dimyin chsimis would help. Zot Rabbi Keveger, but if the shtar got lost, and now we have a reyes in the fila, the main the shtar was lost, this is a fluky shtar. You don't lose shtaris. Here you need kiyum min ha-toyre. If you need kiyum min ha-toyre, then the mechsimis will not help. That's the yainis. You have to, those edim who chasmed on the shtar have to come and say, this is our signature. In Kozman, you don't have these edim, it's no kiyum. So l'chayre, adachsmed, that's what says in Arashi over here. We're talking about mamish, the case that Rabbi Keveger is speaking about, a shtar that got lost, and Rabbi Keveger says, then dimyin chsimis does not help, you need the edim or chasmid should come and say, this is their simis. So look what Rashi says, yiskayim ha-shtar b'chayisom av kasad, that's the law, kasad el tohochi koma, im ha-shtar kosher, she kaimu chaysom of those who chasmed will be mekaim the shtar, Loima ksav yodeinu hu, Rashi says what the kiyum is. They're coming and saying, this is our signature, rei becheskosi. So kaponim, Rashi spells out black and white, maybe that's the loshim yiskayim ashtar b'choysomo, that it's a kiyum of the edim hachsumim, come and say this is our signature. Nafal ashtar liyadadayim, mash medochi kamim, motzei dayim, if the dying found it, lo yitziu oisei lomitz miyadayin, lo kamen porich, maishna dayin meinshi da'oma, what is the difference of dying or somebody else? In fact, the Gemara, fine, that's the end of the Baraisa. Now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of the Baraisa. Rebbe said, v'iskai mashta b'chai soma v'gobele malve kulei bitmiye, the malve kimon da hoshta, the shnaim, what is the difference of the shnaim eichsen betal? So the Gemara says, b'mekuyim shekoso b'y henpik, a shtar that's mekuyim, that means a henpik is a ksav bezdin, that it was niskayim the shtar. She yotza kvar bebezdin, ve'idu eidim arsim ashodim. Again, Rashi says this loshim. The eidim were made arsim ashodim. Ve'koysim hadayonim boy. So the bezdin writes on this shtar, shtore dinan, this shtar, nofe kadmonek, came in front of us, Vasidu plaini plaini arsimis yedayu, the Edom came and said, Edis and the arsime, Vesharnu vikiyamnu kidachosi, and we were mekayim dishtar. So the Gemara says, if dishtar is mekuyim, kulam aloi pligi, diach loiku, the chiyam rein, and the iskayim ashtar b'chay soma, that what Rebbe said, you need kiyam, loi le migve malve kule kom, he never meant that the malve could mon the ushtar, el le migve palge, he meant he could mon half the shtar. Upluktai, that's what he meant, after kiyam, you mon half the shtar. Upluktai yuk she einay mekuyim, the machloike says when it's not mekuyim. Rebbe sova af al pi shaloi v'moida leishe kosov shtar zeh. The loive says, I wrote the shtar. The lover loi mois, he borrowed the money. Zorich amal v'lekaim b'chei somo. V'afilu hashtar b'yodoi. And even though the malv is holding the shtar, neman haloi v'loi m'praticham. Why? The chosman she'ene mikuyim, chosman the star is not mikuyim, man kamash v'lei shtore, who's making the star for a star? Leive, the leive is making the star for a star. She'moide loy she'kos, so the whole star becomes a star through the leive. Ha'oma de pri, the leive says on shulduk, it's apostle the star. Avok sheshtar muzak al pi eidov, ein aloivinem aloim aparati. Hilkach, ze sheshneyem muzakim boy, imikayim lay malve beidis, if the malve mimikayim de shtar beidis, umash vele shtorem, umash vele shtar malye, ein aloivinem bamirose, eloi de chazok ze shodik boy. Rekishar metziya upolik. So forget, that's what Rebbe said. Rebbe said, if it's a mekuyim de kishtar, you say ich leike right away. If it's not a mekuyim de kishtar, we will not say ich leike till you mekayim de kishtar. Biloi loi polik, shafilu kuloi biyada malve, nemen aloi veloi maporati, so memele, so that is why that, so without kiyim, the loive will not be, the malve will not be nemen. And Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Nafal yadayin lo yaitziyu eilomis. So the Gemara understood that that means if the adayin found the shtar, new case, we're speaking about the shtar was floating around and the dayin found the shtar, so the dayin holds the shtar, doesn't give it to anyone. So the Gemara says, Maishno liyadayin, what's the chilek if a dayin found the shtar, if a third person found the shtar, what's the difference of a dayin and somebody else? Omar Rabbi Ochikoma, ba'acher shemotza shtar shenofa liyadayin, not that the dayin found the shtar. Someone found a shtar, a mekuyim de kishtar. V'heichi domi, what is called a mekuyim de kishtar? The kosabei henpik, that on the shtar it's written, a mekuyim de kishtar. He found a mekuyim de kishtar, lo yoytzi oylomis. He holds on to it. He will not give it to the malva or the loiva. He holds on. V'loi mi boi loi kosa bei henpeg. If it's not a mekuyim dikishtar, si yizichet, don't give it back to anybody. Dike lamei mekosa blue voice v'loi love. Could very well be that the loive wrote the shtar never borrowed any money. So zichet, you hold on to it. The one who finds it. Allah fill the kosa bei henpeg. I feel it's a mekuyim dikishtar. The mekuyim. So I know clearly two things. I know that this is an emes ishtar. I know money was borrowed from with the ishtar because the malvik makes the hempik. Lo yachzer, you don't give back the chayshina le piroin. That is the svar of the Tanakama. The Tanakama says if you find a ishtar, even it's a mekuyim dik ishtar. And so I know the zicha was once alvo, I don't give back the shtar, I hold on to the shtar, because Chayshinen lepiroim, maybe the shtar was paid up. Let us just see Rashi. Maishno liyadayin mish acher, hochi koma, acher, this is a new case. Someone found a shtar chayv. Shemotz a shtar shenofal kvar liyadadayin. He found a mekuyim dikishtar. Umay niu hach nefile d'chsiv behem, because a mekuyim dikishtar. Lo yaitziyu miyodoy loy loyve v'loy malve. He holds on to the shtar. He doesn't give it back to anybody. The Malva says, I lost the shtar. The Leiva says, I lost the shtar. This person who found the shtar has an obligation to hold it and not to give it back to anybody. I don't know who lost it. I don't know who lost it. Maybe the Malva lost it. It was once by the Malva. Maybe the Leiva lost it. Unless Adam will come and say who lost it. Maybe the life is telling the truth. Maybe the life did pay it. So Memele, the person who finds it has an obligation to hold it till there'll be a biro who lost it. I'd like to be Messiah with one small ha'ore. Rashi says that the one who found it does not give it back, not to the loive, not to the malve. Unless Adam will come and tell us who dropped it, who so lost it. Fine. No, so forget, you need Adam. Kozman, you don't have Adam. You can't give it back. Then Rashi says another thing, Elio. But Elio and Novi will come and say that the Malva lost it, you'll give it back to the Malva. It's Kan Shoyel Aben, Elio and Novi is an Eid Echot. Better than an Eid Echot, he's not. Abul Chonan asks this in Akash and Hamafkin, Gabi other things. So, Lechair Eliyo, Anovi, the Rambam Pirish and Mishnai says, Eliyo Novi is not better than anybody else. He's an Eidechot, Eliyo Novi. So, Memele, just like if here Moshe and Aaron will come and say this, the apostle this, the Kraven. We have Gedorim. We have Gedorim and Huchis Momenes, where we need a Biro of Edim. Wherever you need a biro of Edom, you need two Edom. Yeshiva Aaron is not good. L'cheir Leonovi is also not good. So L'cheir is a shtikul ha'ore. If Rashi said you need Edom to tell us who lost it, so L'cheir, that means an Eidechot is not Nemon, so we have to know why is Leonovi Nemon.